This is the WFPA annual meeting. It was held on May 27th, 2017, and this was recorded by Conrad Walmer at walkercommunity.com.
Okay. Over here. back in the room, he's able to introduce them. We help participate with the FireWise. Lauren's going to talk about the FireWise in a little bit. So everything seems to be running along pretty well, but that also can be, if you got something that you want to say to us, please come and do it. Attend the board meetings if you would like. This is a $100,000 a year business that we're operating here. We'd like to operate it as a business as professionally as we can. We want to make sure that we're doing what you want us to do, and we want to make sure that we're spending your money in the best way that we possibly can. Everything you see here, this building, the trucks that you see, have all been donated by you and the members of the community. So it's very important to us that you are still supporting us. Steve will probably tell you again that this month we were going to deposit over $15,000 in donations, which usually comes as a result of the newsletter. You are all very generous with your donations to keep this thing running, but without you, we would not be here. It would be very difficult to do this without the money because things have changed so much. No longer are we able to send people dressed like I am and you are to fires. There's requirements, there's safety requirements, there's a million things, there's insurances, there's workers' comp insurances. One of the things, if you were at one of the board meetings, the insurances that we have also covers the volunteers that run these kinds of events. There are benefits to our volunteers through this insurance program that we have. So we need you to help us. We need you to give us money, but we also need you to help out events. Karen and the merchandise has been doing a great job. If you haven't been over there to see what's going on in the merchandise, is she standing there? She said she can come hold up a couple of things. There she comes. She was going to model some things. This is our 50th. This is the 49th annual meeting, and this is our 50th year. So she said she didn't want to talk, but here she is. Seen the picture. picture, I just can't find it again before we're on. And it's, and then a couple of you have had him visit your trash cans as he was trying to figure out where he's going to live. And I think he's gone now. We haven't seen him for a while, so anyway, he's gone. But that's just part of the nature of living here. It's a nice, quiet place. People are moving in here all the time. Some of us have been here a long time. But there are always new people. Some of you may be, this is your first meeting. Some of you, this may be in your 30th meeting. But we just appreciate the fact that you're here to help us. And I think I've gone beyond the minutes that I was allotted. Treasurer's report, Steve.
Things like that.
turn. Roger, you've been doing a great job, Roger, so thank you very much.
All right, so I think this is the sixth time I've done this, and I'm going to work off a bullet-pointed list instead of a whole big speech from the "it can't get any worse" category, so I'm going to try and make this a little easier for all of us. First up, burn restrictions, they start June 1st. It's a little later this year than most years. We can expect that they'll come off a few days after the rain starts, which historically is right after July 4th. Please comply with the restrictions. If you have any questions, reach out to me, and I can walk you through what they are. Kind of a lost and found situation. If anyone here knows Ryan Pred, please come talk to me. Ryan Pred. All right, on to more report stuff. We had, before I put this together, 32 calls. We just had a call yesterday for a fire. But kind of a light year. That's been the trend for the last few years, which is good. It's 99% good from the standpoint of we're not visiting people having horrible days. Calls, though, provide great training. We had a little tiny fire yesterday. There's really very little consequence of it blowing up into anything, but it was great training. We got to work very hard, put a line around it, mop it up, which is an awful lot of work, as our friends from the Forest Service in the back can tell us. And so that turned out to be a great training opportunity for us. But fortunately, it has been very quiet. In terms of our roster, we added 4 to the roster versus last year. We're at 27 now. That's really, we've had a lot of growth over the last few years. I think maybe 5 or 6 years ago, we were in the high teens, close to 20, something like that. We've had more interest from all sorts of places, including, as I've talked about the last couple of years, people retiring as professional firefighters and wanting to come to a department like Walker to continue to maintain their professional qualifications. We've been very fortunate to get all sorts of interest that way. We have 3 or 4 guys now and a couple more potentially joining the department. That brings up the level of our training, the expertise on our call response, brings all of that up dramatically. And so that's a great thing that we benefit from. However, we still can always use more volunteers. I see a few people here that appear to be, this, I use the same joke every year, under the age of 70 and have a pulse. If that is you, please come volunteer. You're just serving the community, and actually I'll run through, not a motto, that's too strong of a word, but we talk about this not as often as we should. We try to be safe, we try to learn, we try to serve the community, we try to have fun. Hopefully the firefighters here, which I'll introduce in a second, will corroborate that we do all 4 of those things. That's certainly my motivation. I mean, I'm a volunteer like anyone else. Why wouldn't you want to have fun? That's something you volunteer with. So, but all of that is very important, especially safety. But we need more volunteers. We had a fire yesterday, as I mentioned. Friday morning, the radio went off at 6:43. We had a phenomenal response for Friday morning at 6:43. We had 6 people come. No matter how many people come, we can always use more. So please think about that in terms of your willingness to volunteer. Next up, equipment needs. So I bring this up every year on purpose. We don't have, same as last year, an immediate equipment need, but at some point we will. Our engine is 31 years old. I'd like to think we could get to at least 40 with it, but we need to start thinking about that sort of thing. A couple of the water tenders, not that gold-colored one out there, but the one straight back there, that's like 27 years old. We need to be able to react quickly when something happens. And when we need equipment, we've asked the community, and they've always been very supportive, which we're grateful for. But I'm setting the expectation that while there isn't something right here, right now, that potential never goes away. So please don't be surprised if in the next few years we do need something and we do ask for your help. Our revenue model is donations and contributions. That's unlikely to change. I'm not arguing it should change. That's what we've got, and so that's the nature of it. Every year that I get to be chief, I'm probably going to say the same thing on that score, so that we don't lose touch with that. Next, I want to acknowledge the firefighters that are here. If you don't stand up, I may not see you, but I'm going to get to the first fellow in just a minute. But I'll start with Eric White, Charles Dyborg. Charles full-timer who lives here. We need more full-timers that live here. Matt Greenhall, Raymond Ramirez, Assistant Chief Mark Keegan, James Lee. Gary Honeycutt apparently refuses to stand, but Gary's been with the department for like 15 years. Thank you. Bob Mesa, I see in the background. Steve Nathanson, I think everyone knows how important Steve has been to the history of this department. Terry Morrison, 10 years? Are you 10 years in? You know, think about the commitment that all of these guys make. I say that same thing every year. It's crucial. Okay, let's circle back to Dan Howe. Dan, can you come here a minute, please? So, it would be impossible to try and list all the things that Dan does to keep the department running, so I'm not going to try. I forget something, if not 10 things. Dan is moving. You know, we all have faced this sort of thing, and now Dan is moving. We're going to need about 8 guys to replace him on all the stuff that he does, so please keep that in mind. We've got a little something for you, Dan. Terry Morrison. So, this is a picture of Engine 86.
That they were going to be getting shortly. appreciate everything that everything has done for us. If anyone is interested in our organization, information is available on the table with Smokey Bear. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lauren, I know you're there someplace in here. Oh, there you are. Lauren, with this, come on up, Lauren. I'm going to talk about your work coming up. As he puts, I don't know, hundreds of hours into this Firewise program, and if you see the Chipper Day and the success that has been for us to be able to bring down the slash that we have on our properties that we create ourselves, of course, but it makes it a lot easier to just bring it down here. Lauren is the guy that makes all that happen. So Lauren, thank you very much, and I hope you have got a few things to say here. Thank you, Bill. This year we had a very successful Chip and Hall event, our biggest ever. Our next biggest was 27 roll-offs. This year we did 38.
game and fish? Wrong man. Turns out this guy wasn't rude. Did you retire from Phoenix?
I did.
Retired from Phoenix, he's, you know, coming in for a second retirement system. That makes at least three of us in the room. I don't know that we're Phoenix police officers at one time or another.
Morning, my name is Lynn Wood. I'm with Arizona Game and Fish, and I just wanted to introduce myself. I am the OHP officer for the Tuscan area. I am not limited to Tuscan. I just left Phoenix. I'm headed to Lake Pleasant, and I'll be in Yuma. But with that being said, I also assist the wildlife manager. Some of you have seen me out on a bear call where we had a bear trap recently set up, and we have a bear roaming around. So I'm here to answer all your questions, but not in this format. In future formats, I'll have a OHP display. We'll talk about the safety of it, things that are required, or some misunderstandings, and I can clarify that all up there too. So, right now, it's just an introduction for me to you, and I'll give you my name, my number. I'm here to answer any questions. I will help as much as I can, and I'll also get after the ones that aren't paying attention to the logs. There's a couple of them out here. And one of the problems we are having right now, that we have two bears rolling around up here, is people like to feed in the back room. So that's all I've got to say. Mine is very short and sweet right at the point. Next time when I have my display, it won't be so short and sweet. We'll have a whole lot of talk, a whole lot of things. It's nice meeting you all. See you all soon.
Says next time you talk about ATV enforcement, right? All right. Forest Service. You have a couple of guys, you want to come up and introduce yourselves?
Good morning. My name is Ben Devlois. I'm a forester for the Prescott National Forest. I've worked here about 5 years with the Forest Service, but I was actually born and raised here in the Prescott area. And I'll let Bucky introduce himself as well.
Good morning, I'm Casey Allen, the Assistant Fire Management Officer for Fuels for the West Zone. That's Bradshaw and Chino Ranger District. Been with the Forest Service 29 years, almost all of it on the Prescott.
So we're here to answer your questions, especially with the projects we have going on. We hope and expect you have questions for us. So we're going to be set up right over here around our map. So come by and talk to us, ask us what we're doing, why it looks the way it does, where we're headed. We're here to answer all your questions, go over future projects that we have planned in the area as well. So, thank you.
Well, they're making you happy, John. Everybody's buzzing through here. I had asked the Jeep Posse to be here. Because they're the ones that are responsible for the evacuations. And I just can't get together with them, and they're all volunteers too. It's a Memorial Day weekend and they have other commitments. But I put him on the agenda anyway, just in case he didn't know if he was going to be able to make it, and I don't see him here, so. Okay, now is the time for you to tell us what you think is going on. So, if you don't mind, we have a portable mic here. If you have a question or you would like to address the board and the group for any particular reason, now's the time to do it. Try to keep it to a couple of minutes if you'd like, don't mind. And we'll try to answer what questions you have. No way. John wants to make an announcement about Walker Day, so. Are there any questions, seriously? Does anybody have anything to look at? Bob?
Yeah, I have a question about all this meeting going up Big Bud Road. Can we do anything about that?
I think that's a good question for.
Can you repeat the question?
The question is about speeders on Big Bud Road. What can they do about that, John?
More potholes.
More problems. No, really, it's the sheriff's office. And seriously, I've talked to them, I've told them several times, and the next day, I called them one day, and the next day there was a sheriff's car sitting out there. thank God he didn't catch me. But it's a problem, and I think they're aware of it, but they just don't know if they have the manpower to send somebody up there. And there's nothing, in my view, that you can do or should do in approaching or having any contact with somebody that's committing those kinds of violations. You know, it's nothing but trouble for you. Linda? Somebody dumps a room full of furniture in one of those bins, or doesn't lock it so everybody that wants to can come and dump something in there. It makes it difficult for us to judge it, and then we have a mess outside, and if we have a mess outside, garbage on the ground, then I think Lynn will tell you that that's not a good circumstance for the wildlife, but that's an attraction for a bear that's hungry. Anybody else?
Some of the proceeds also go back to the fire
department. Absolutely. There is money for the fire department in this, and that's why we're paying for the chicken holiday this year.
We get a license number of the people who are racing up and down Big Bud Mesa Road. I've almost been run over. A lot of people have almost been run over.
Okay.
Mr. O is one of the
culprits. Boy, they're pointing at you, John. All right. License numbers, and this is the sheriff's function, and you can call the sheriff with license numbers, I believe. I think that if you have an identity of somebody, they'll talk to you. I don't know what the traffic enforcement processes are for them. If they don't see it, they're not going to write a ticket. I suppose if you sign a complaint about somebody, they would probably make a follow-up. I don't know that they would, because I certainly don't speak for the sheriff's office. But license numbers, reporting them, they'll write it down. I don't know what they'll do about it, but it is, if you have something that you can give to them, that'd be okay.
It's pretty dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't disagree. Heather, identify yourself.
Jack Schlingman, Pine Mountain, Morningstar. And we have the same problem. If you live on a dirt road, you're going to get dust. You're going to have people driving too fast. But what do? You use speed bumps? You wave at them as they go by and you're dusting me out?
Yeah, don't wave at them.
What is the speed limit? What is the speed limit? Like on Big Bud, all the way up to 5 points. What's the speed limit?
25,
all the way up.
That's still actually.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. And so that's what I was wondering. What do you do? You pretty much work. You live on a dirt road. I have all my life since I was 5 years old. He got
it. I think dust is different than the speed and the danger of somebody if they're driving really fast. Dust is going to be there if you're on the dirt road, that's for sure. Anybody else? Okay. John, you want to talk about Walkerdale a little bit?
All right, who was that Walker Day last year?
Man,
that was a great Walker Day. We did more money, we had more people, we ran out of food, we ran out of cakes. It was terrific. I hope I still have the same formula for this year. I was able to get an article put in the newspaper, which was a big push, but social media pages have become really popular, so I'll just ask you guys, on your own Facebooks or Twitters or whatever these things that you have, I'm not on any of those, but I'll put that out to you. Walkerday.org is a great website. Our friend Conrad put that together for us. He supports it. Check it out. It shows the different flyers, what's happening. If you you just put that on your social media outlets and put that out there, that seems to give us a lot of people. This year we're still doing the for the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. My wife and I have a real connection with those folks. We're offering them a 2-for-1 lunch so the bigs can bring their littles and get free lunch. But last year we had a really nice influx of young kids, which was fun. And that makes the cakewalk even that much more exciting, which leads me into, I need 10 more cakes for the cakewalk. Who's going to be making more cakes this year? Yes, that's great. And I've got about 8 or 10 already signed up. We ran out of cakes last year, and we had over 20. People were crazy about the cakewalk. That's one of the most fun aspects of Walker Day. Yard sale items, we're still taking in a lot of stuff. Donations have been getting better, but I see a bunch of couches and things out there. Lobster shells and chicken skins don't sell well, so don't drop that stuff off to me, okay? The half a mattress, that does me no good, you know? That's where we are filling up the dumpster and then Bill gets mad at me, you know? You know, these fundraisers end up being the social, kind of the social hub of the entire community. We've got, you know, Walker Day pancake breakfast, we've got bingo, even the Firefighter Appreciation Day will put out the booth, and it just brings us all together, and Bill would always say it's a great opportunity for people that may only see each other once a year, that's your moment to get together to see someone. You know, we live in these remote places, and sometimes we don't see anybody, especially through the dust behind my car. You can't see anybody. Artists, we have the art market that we added. Did anyone here buy anything at the art market last year? Yeah, I'm sad to say, I know my wife did. You know, we had a half a cart full. I think I've got about 7 signed up. We'd like to get 15 or more. Also on your social media page, let people know we're looking for more artists. $25 for a 10x10 space. It's a cheap way to show your wares, and I was blown away that I was running Walker Day and I sold 4 items. I thought, how did that happen? Well, people like locally produced items. Actually, I think I'm almost out. That's it. Walker Day, show up.
Walker Day, we're going to have a Kids Day, I think in July has 5 Saturdays, so the 4th Saturday will be what we did with Kids Days last year, if you were there at Kids Day. It was a great time for the kids. They have all kinds of little things for the kids to do, a little trail walk, some sort of a, we threw the knife and hawk. I think the youngest one that threw the knife and hawk was a 2-year-old, I don't know. But it was, anyway, it was a lot of fun. All right. So part of the reason for being here is we elect the candidates, new board members. This part is normally done by the vice president, but the vice president is on the ballot. So I'm going to have the opportunity to run this election. Are there any more comments? I don't want to make it sound or seem like we're rushing through this. If you have something you want to say, especially about the fire department and what we might be doing, how we're doing it. Okay. Lacking. Okay. You actually put John's name in here. Presentation of candidates. We have 3 board members who are, their terms are ending, and all 3 of them have reinitiated the election process to remain on the board. They are, and the ballots had to be corrected because it was cut and pasted. Ted is very embarrassed, but that's okay. John Onesian, Rudy Erdman, and Dan Dougherty. They're current new board members. We had several announcements, you know, through various systems to ask for nominations. People who would be interested in running and being on the board. We received none, so these are the 3 people. Is there anybody that would like to make a nomination for someone to be on the board at this time? Do we have any nominations for the board of directors from the floor? Are there any nominations for the board of directors? On the floor, I have to nominations for the board of directors from the floor? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to close the nominations. James Lee moves to close the nominations. And a second?
I'll second.
Mike Burns, that seems to be the movers today. Any discussion about closing the nominations? All in favor of closing the nominations, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Now, since there are only three, there you are, Mr. Karash.
I'd like to move that three people be elected by acclamation, so we don't have to talk about it.
Bill Karash has moved to elect the three by acclamation. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
I'm going to give it to Vern Parker. I know you want to do it, James, but Vern Parker seconds. You'd like to see his name. You'd like to see your name in the program, right? Minutes, we need minutes next year. Because we're recording them, it won't be a question. Any discussion? All in favor of acclamation, by acclamation voting for these three candidates, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So, is there any other business for the good of the order? This is a 45-minute
meeting.
Oh, yeah. Took us longer to set up. Well, and thanks to those that did set up. Matt is my, he's the poor guy that married my daughter, so he has to do the things that I ask him to do. He doesn't necessarily like it sometimes, but I don't think he minds. He did the sound system. This is the best that the sound system has worked for us, I think, in several years. And Joyce and Allison and Jennifer were handing out the ballots. Those of you that brought food, thank you very much. I have a hand in the refrigerator. There's some dental legs in there, but I don't know if they're going to make it from the refrigerator to the table. And do I have a motion to adjourn this meeting? John Onesky moves to close the meeting. Have a second. James, you want to give a second? James, for the seconds. Any discussion about closing the meeting? All in favor of closing the meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you all very, very much.